Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
I want you to tell Jamie that cockamamie story that you... Wait till you hear this.
Okay,
hear this.
Okay.
And he buys it. He buys it. You buy it, all right?
Yeah.
I don't buy it, okay? Let's see what Jamie... Jamie will be the deciding factor here, okay?
Okay. All right. So my mother-in-law, her best friend, grew up in Quincy, Illinois, right? Where the jackpot winner of the Powerball, $1 billion, just got sold.
Okay.
So the word around town is it's a small town, obviously, and everyone knows who won. They figured it out because this guy is going around telling everyone that he won. He marched. He's the town drunk.
Okay.
And he's on probation currently. And apparently the story is that he went into his probation officer and he's like, I'm a millionaire now, and I don't need you. I'm getting a new lawyer. You'll be hearing from my new lawyer. I'm never checking in ever again.
Okay.
And then just left. And he's telling everyone that he won the jackpot, and he's going around town, but he's a town drunk.
All right. So the story being the town drunk in Quincy, Illinois, has won $1 billion.
And the scandal is like, well, he's on probation, and someone apparently knows what his probation is, and they were like, he can't gamble, I don't think, on his probation.
Oh.
So is he even, like, eligible to get the winnings?
Did you look it up?
There's nothing out there.
There's nothing
no,
out there.
No, I'm not about him. About did anybody Google, can you gamble?
Oh, no, I haven't looked it up yet.
Oh, no. It varies from state to state.
That seems like an easy Google to me. I don't have my phone, or else I would do it.
I mean, I
have no idea.
I have no idea.
But do you think the line is this? Do you think the town drunk won?
No, but here's my line. You guys are so bad at this. The obvious with every girl listening right now is the first thing we do is we Google to see if you can even play the Illinois State Lottery if you're on probation.
You can play the lottery if you're in Colorado and on probation.
You can?
Yes.
Did you Google that?
Yes, I know that for a fact.
Okay.
You are not kept from playing the lottery.
But see, that would have been the first thing I would have done with
this
story.
And not only that, remember the guy in Kentucky that keeps getting arrested over and over again? He had a rap sheet and was on probation, and he won the lottery in Kentucky.
So it says it's a judge per judge.
Yeah, it's case
state by
case.
State.
Yeah.
Well, this one says it's judges.
Your probation is.
It says it says that judges often ban gambling, lotteries, or entering casinos if your charges involve theft, financial fraud, embezzlement, or a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's.
So that's what I'm saying. If it's in his probation, then he can't win because he can't gamble.
This is a great story.
But do you think he won? Do you think drunk won?
I think there's a possibility.
I do too.
Because he said he was going to go get his own, like a better legal team, and you'll be hearing from my lawyer. I'm going to fight this.
But you would think it would be a news story. There's nothing. We've looked for it this morning.
I know.
There's nothing.
I believe him.
I mean, he could be getting he could be looking for attention, right? Because he's just out of his mind because he's a town drunk. I don't know.
That's crazy. Wow. And so your mother-in-law's
best friend.
Friend. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see the family bush.
Yeah.
The family bush. Yeah.
But that's the gossip around town. It's the town drunk.
The town
drunk.
I like that story, though.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I remember that one guy on, you guys don't know, but I watched it on television. It was Lottery Changed My Life or whatever.
Yeah.
He was a homeless guy that won, and he ended up moving into a hotel. And he never bought a house or anything. He just he lived in a hotel. He loved it because it had room service and it had
clean it
yeah. and everything.
It's a great move.
Yeah, and he just lived in a hotel the rest of his life.
That is a good move.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, that's a really good way to
do
it.
There's a town drunk in Quincy, Illinois that is a billionaire this morning.
Wow. Good for him.
And he may not be eligible for the money.
For the lottery, yeah. Who knows?
Well,
oh my God.
Well, he probably knows if he is or not if he went into his probation and said, hey, I'm getting new lawyers and screw you, I'm never coming back.
You
got to take some confidence on that one.
you would have
to know your probation.
Yeah, if he wasn't allowed to win it, right? Like, let's say he wasn't, do they put that back? How does that work?
They keep it.
They keep it for themselves. So, yeah.
They keep it for themselves.
They just put it in their pockets.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Son of a
gun. Yeah. You don't have a redrawing. You can't
nothing.
Do that.
You
so.
Can't put it back in the pot.
Can't do it.
Oh,
nope.
My God.
Whomever you know runs the Powerball, I guess they keep it in the old kitty.
Yeah, but you got to do something with it. You're not just allowed to have our money, you know?
Exactly.
They keep our money all the time.
They give it away. That's what I'm saying. They usually give it away. Then where is it? Is it collecting interest somewhere?
Well, now think about this, though. If they sell enough tickets for $1 billion, okay, and then when you say, I'll take the cash, and they only give you half of that, $500, where's that other $500 go? That's what I'm saying. They keep it all the time.
What is it saying?
So it's saying if it's not claimed, whatever, it's forfeited and the funds are distributed back to the states.
Each state
keep it.
Oh my God! So Colorado, you guys spent this much. Yeah. Montana, that's
exactly
a pain in the
they
butt.
Distributed. Yeah. So that means the UK will get money back too.
You'll get. Put the money in the kitty, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right, wacky story on the lottery this morning.
Right?
Tal drunk in Quincy, Illinois.
All
he
right.
Went to, he's a billionaire,
good
and he
for
told
him
to shove it.
Oh, Lord.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.